podcast, anyone?
Tom and Loggy and a K-Rock audio presentation of the finest quality.
Looks maxing. Let's talk about looks maxing, right? It's this trend, sort of like a subculture almost online. I don't really understand it, but it's very toxic masculinity. It's all about sort of being like looking your best.
Your maximum?
Like, yeah, max. There's like lots
of X's. Is that
what
it is?
Yeah, it's two X's in looks maximum.
Why are they hitting themselves in the face with a hammer?
Apparently to like make their jawline more pointy and their, you know, their cheekbones stick out more. They just, I don't think they do it very hard, but I think they just sit there and tap their cheeks with a with a hammer. Surely that can't work.
No.
There's no science between a lot of what the looks maxers do.
Mm.
But as we say, it is a bit of a toxic male thing where it's all about being better than everybody else and being like this superior sort of.
Yeah. They seem to be, a lot of the looks maxers online seem to be quite angry individuals.
Mm.
And yeah, pushing a message that I'm not really into.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. Right. So one of the most controversial guys, most high profile guys is Clavicula.
Yeah.
Right? He did an interview on Aussie TV and he like cracked it. I think he cried.
Yeah, and the guy that was interviewing him, the reporter, was hot, and that's why it went viral. Because the reporter's like, hey, so what are your thoughts on Andrew Tate? And then the Clavicula guy cracked it and left. And the other guy's like, hey, I'm just here. And it went viral because he's hot and not trying, whereas the looks maxer looks like an absolute turd.
Yeah. Anyway, so his real name is Braden. So he went from...
Mum!
I mean, I can understand why he didn't want to, you know... Shout out to all the Bradens that are listening this morning.
Mum!
He's gone from something pretty cool to something even cooler.
Right?
Calling himself...
It's not Braden anymore, Mum!
It's clavicular.
You know, because it's like my clavicle.
Yeah, and I'm...
And I'm super vicular, you know? Like, so it's like my veins are like doing good things, but also I've got my clavicle.
So he's been on... Logan Paul's podcast.
Oh, there we go.
Impulsive.
There we go.
And even Logan Paul's like, oh, man, what?
Is that the little one or the tall one?
I don't know.
There's
don't
the
know
boxer which, brother.
I don't know which brother he is.
Okay, yeah, I think he's the tall one.
Anyway, in the interview, you know, apart from doing the bone-smashing stuff that they've been talking about, he's revealed he's 20 years old, so he obviously knows a lot about... You know, physiology and the human body. And so it doesn't surprise me that he's smashing himself in the face with a hammer. But he's gone, he's changed his focus to another part of his body.
Oh.
He's really working on hard maxing his pain.
Oh, my God.
Using weighted shopping bags.
Right. Well.
He says he got one out. He got a shopping bag out, I should say.
Mm.
And he put it over his, like, put his hands through the, so you imagine you get a Coles bag, right? Like one of the plastic ones, not a paper one, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And he's put his arms through both of the loops, like his fist through both of the loops.
Yeah.
Right? And he goes, you just put stuff in here, like various items, and then you wrap it around like this, and then you're basically holding on to your suspensory ligament and stretching.
Okay.
So he is walking around with a shopping bag on his dong.
So what happened? Right? His mum's like, Braden, get out here and help me bring the shopping in.
Yeah.
And he's got his dad's thongs.
Yeah.
As you always, you know, everyone does, whatever shoes I've got. And he's like, oh, hey, Mum, check this out.
Yeah.
She's like, Braden, Mum,
Mum,
it's clavicular and I'm growing me dong.
Yeah. He says penis maxing is alongside taking injections and medication does not come without hiccups.
Oh, really?
He says,
so my penis is hiccuping now, is that what he's saying?
The erection angle will lower a bit.
Oh, my God.
But in his case, he was already above the ideal. Sorry.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
It's their radio show in a podcast.
In the news today, you might be hearing, and there's an article in the Herald Sun as well, that bootleg bottles of vodka containing more than 10 times the legal limit of methanol are being sold in Melbourne's bottle shops. Experts are warning that lives are at risk from the sprawling black market. So forensic labs went and tested a whole bunch of alcohol, right? Yeah. And has found these bootleg booze on the shelves of retailers across Victoria.
Mm.
But apparently one in three bottle shops are now estimated to be selling illegal booze. One in three.
That's wild. So
that's insane.
Are these ones that are going to be brands you've never heard of, or are these like brands, like fake stuff in brands that you have heard of?
Okay, so this is what's confusing me, right? Yeah. Because some of them are saying you can clearly see on some bottles in some bottle shops that it is like pen and paper written on the label.
Oh, God.
And on a bottle, and you can see like brown flakes inside it because there's bits of plastic and stuff like that inside these bottles too,
that's
they're
what I
saying,
hear.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
So there's that. But it also says some of them have official labeling, although they're not closed properly. So it doesn't have, if you get a bottle of alcohol, just say, you know, when you have the twist top and it's sealed or whatever, they're not sealed properly.
Right.
Now, back in the day, there was a nightclub venue here, and I'm talking back 20 years ago, right? And so I remember having nights there and the booze was cheap, right? So we used to come from Werribee down. I can name it, can't I?
Yeah,
Room 99. Room 99, right?
Yeah, yeah. Everyone knows.
And so you would get like a dollar Jager bombs and a dollar vodkas or whatever, and they'd just be vomit all over the floors because everyone would just be like, like it was crazy, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then we found out, oh, no, the booze in there was fake booze. Like it was not the real stuff.
It was bathtub
but
stuff,
I remember just feeling so sick the next day, more than normal.
A lot of people have told me that. I was never around for the Room 99 era, but people who were there and did drink there were like, oh, the hangovers the next day
were really, really bad.
Yeah,
it was just like worse than normal, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so with these types of alcohol and alcohol bottles and the fact that everything is going up in price, you know, you can see that. You know, this has been happening with smokes too. People are getting illegal smokes because normal smokes are just so expensive and all this type of stuff, right? Drink responsibly, buy products responsibly, yada, yada, yada.
That's right.
But one of the things that is also going up is cleaning products and other products. So let's try and put a positive spin on this, mate. Yeah. What else can you use methanol for if you're not planning to have it in your vodka? All right, so water methanol injection. Many modified and high-performance turbocharged engines use a bit of a water methanol injection.
Oh, okay.
You know, look into that
in
your
own. That's not a euphemism.
Not a euphemism. Also, racing fuel, apparently. Pure methanol is used in specialised race fuel, like drag racing and sprint racing and speedway bikes and all that kind
of
stuff.
Right, okay.
It's a good fire starter. So, you know, it burns easy and cleanly, apparently, methanol does.
Camping this winter, you know?
Yeah, soaking sawdust or wood chips in a small amount of methanol is a highly reliable trick for getting fire pits, wood stoves or charcoal grills started quickly, says AI on the internet.
Great
Look
tip, buddy.
Look into that on your own. Also, winter windshield washer fluid.
Ah!
Apparently, it keeps the liquid from freezing in sub-zero temperatures. Now, I'm not assuming that we're in Canberra, but if you find yourself in Canberra, there you go.
Yeah.
Also, it's a good cleaner. So if you've got sticky sticky substances, methanol is highly effective at dissolving grease and grime and oils. And it's frequently used to clean machine tools, carburetor parts and firearms.
Oh, the old carburetor parts.
Also removes paint and varnish as well. So, you know, I'm sick of all the negative news.
Yeah.
Putting a bit of a positive spin on it. If you find yourself with some methanol that you thought was vodka, turn it into a positive.
One for me, one for the kitchen floor. One for me. Don't do that.
It's a radio show in a podcast. And now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
Weirdest thing stolen from your lawn, the front of your house.
Yeah.
Speaking of lawn, that's what our mutual friend's friend got stolen.
Absolutely. So they had a drop off of a pallet of squares of grass, of turf, to then do their backyard to put the lawn in there. They were super excited about it. It cost them about $600.
Mm-hmm.
And it was there for probably 20 minutes and then disappeared. They weren't home at the time. They just had to be out for some reason, saw it on their doorbell camera arrive.
Yep.
And then also saw it disappear again, be taken away before they could get home.
Bad.
They passed the footage on to police, but who knows, like, what's going to happen. Like, I don't think they can see the rego of, you know.
Oh, nah.
Yeah, so So we were talking about weird stuff that goes missing from your front yard.
Mm. What has been stolen? And we're not talking cars. We're talking weird stuff like that.
Mm.
Lights, lawn, logs. Could be anything.
Well, we had was a call from Armstrong Craig. He said that when he lived in Corio as a kid, they had a 1 meter tall concrete or cement kangaroo on their porch.
Yeah.
And that would have been 70 kilos. And that went missing in the middle of the night one night. So they were all home. These people have had to go through the front yard to the porch and carry it all the way out to the road and probably down the road as well. Doesn't seem like the type of operation that would have a getaway car.
No. You probably have a getaway trolley maybe.
Or a skateboard.
Yeah. Something of that variety. Kerry from Norlane has called up. Kerry, what got stolen from the front of your house?
Well, it was my Nissan tow ball and it had a little padlock on it and I only noticed it missing the same day because I tied my puppy to it to get the old dogs in the car without him annoying them.
Yeah.
And so I go back through my cameras and it's a guy, he looks at his phone and he obviously uses his phone torch and he looked very pharmaceutically challenged.
Okay. Thank you for saying it that way, Kerry, on the radio. Yes. Okay.
Love that.
Write that down.
And then so toe ball gone. I mean, what a weird thing to steal.
Ball, it's expensive. That is so expensive.
Bizarre. Yeah.
And it had a lock on it. There was another car in the car park that didn't have a lock on their tow ball. So I was thinking maybe it's their friend.
Aha. Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you didn't steal the one that was easily accessible, that's got me thinking things.
Or it's that psychosomatic, if you've got an old bike you want to get rid of, you lock it up and they'll take it. You leave it out without a lock on it, it stays there forever.
Reverse psychology.
How the mind of the pharmaceutically challenged works. Yeah.
Can you spell pharmaceutical? I'm trying to write it down.
No, don't Kerry. Off air. Off air.
Actually, I can.
Yeah, okay, off air.
All right. We'll do it off air.
She's done spelling it.
Listen to the radio show weekday mornings from 6 on K-Rock. And come on back for some more right here anytime. Tom and Loggie say thanks.
Now, yes, I am of an age where things change. And I'm not talking da change.
No.
Hopefully not yet. I am angry though. But one day you wake up. And you think, you know, oh, there's a bird. And you're like, whatever. And then a couple of years go by and you're like, oh, my God, did you see the yellow cockatoos in our backyard?
There are yellow-breasted tits all over the place.
Seriously. Yeah. And you're so excited about it.
Yeah.
Right? And it happens. And something's happened to me. And we've got a family chat.
Mm.
So in Ocean Grove, where I live,
yeah,
there's not much overhead action going on. At night, it's quite quiet. Stay with me. Quite quiet,
okay,
right?
Yeah. Okay.
So when you hear things, you're like, oh. Like you can hear a band at the Dina playing sometimes.
Nice.
You're like, wow, I can hear it on the air, you know, because it's so quiet.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
But it's a little bit hilly. Yeah. But sometimes I can hear like a... Yes.
From the ocean.
Yep. From the ocean.
You can hear the ocean, but you can't see the ocean from your place.
I told you when you came over that time, if you just come into this corner window and you stand on your tippy toes, you can. So shut up.
I didn't do it though.
You didn't.
I didn't want to know.
You're like, oh, just hang around. I'll just stay. Can you turn the heater on? It's so cold in here. Oh, God.
So demanding.
Never coming over again.
Yeah.
What is this, coffee?
Yeah. I went and bought us coffees, thank you. And
you did. I made you go buy them.
You gave me a delightful hot cross bun.
And then we had something to eat.
No.
Disgusting. Anyway, last night I was hearing something. There was a helicopter that was flying over Ocean Grove.
Wow.
And so you know what I do? Anytime I see something, like a weird plane, or I hear something that doesn't sound like a normal plane or a helicopter, whatever, I'm like, oh, better go on flight radar for this.
Yeah, okay.
Okay? And I love it. And so I put it in the family chat.
Yeah.
I was like, guys, this helicopter took off from Essendon Airport, but I can see it's flown here and there and whatever. Put it in the family chat. My brother-in-law's like, you're cooked.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what are you so cooked about this?
They're all in Werribee anyway, mate. They don't care. They're not like, it's not like they can hear it around Ocean Grove as well.
No, I know, but I'm just, I'm just saying this is what I'm doing with my night.
Chuck it in the OGBH Facebook group.
Well, I did look in the Facebook page.
We'll all get involved.
Because I wanted to see what was going on. And then I thought, okay, here's where I am. Now I hear something and I'm like, go straight to the Facebook page. Yeah. Like, did anyone else hear that? What is it?
It's disturbing my dog.
But then not just locally do I check planes. Mm. Sometimes I scroll out and I'm like, where's this plane going? Oh, Mexico to Santiago, Chile. What a life, you know? And you just, what's the highest plane right now? That plane's going Tokyo to Paris and you're going that way. Wow. I need help.
You do. You need so much help.
I need help.
What? That's just random planes. You just go.
I need a hobby. I need to go to the club.
You need friends.
I need something.
You need something and someone. Please help.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
Max Holmes is in the studio, so we're doing...
All right, Max, let's find out where you stand. Maximum Holmes.
Yeah, so this is where you give two thumbs up if you really like something and two thumbs down if you hate it, the Minimum Holmes. Starting you off today with naps during the day.
Ugh. Two thumbs down.
Ah.
That's a Minimum Holmes.
Why?
I can't personally nap. I don't know. I think my brain's just wired funny. I'm not one for it. I know people love them. Do you love them?
Oh, yeah. I'll nap. I nap every day for 4 hours.
Well, you work at 5 a.m., so that's kind of...
Yeah.
If you woke up at a normal hour...
Yeah, I don't think that's it, mate.
No, I used to nap anyway. I love a nap. Yeah. Just love sleeping. That's my hobby. You know how you do stuff with your life? I sleep.
That's upsetting.
It is.
I gave up trying to understand it so long ago, mate, so... I wouldn't bother. So what about if you like accidentally fall asleep during the day? Do you wake up and you're groggy and disoriented?
It just won't happen.
Okay. It just never happens.
I'm not going to accidentally fall asleep. I think for me to nap during the day, I'd have to get into bed and fully make a moment of it.
Yeah. Nice. Sounds, put up his little pillows, his little
romantic.
Fort. Yeah. Make a moment of it. Yeah. Oh, I wasn't
put on
going
some candles.
There. All right. Tom.
Okay. So we were talking about this yesterday. In Hollywood particularly, there's one cemetery that's doing this, but it's starting to spread across the states. And now RMIT are suggesting that maybe we could reimagine these spaces, these public spaces as well in Australia. And it's cemeteries doing other events. So, you know, movie nights, concerts, that kind of thing. How would you feel about going to a different event at a cemetery?
Oh, God, no. What?
That's a Minimum Holmes.
Okay. You would go, not even if it was like Halloween scary movie in a cemetery.
Maybe if it was Halloween. Oh, my God. That's just weird.
Yeah. A lot of people said it was a bit weird.
I'm a bit rattled by that. That's crazy. I thought like half the population hold their breath past the cemetery.
Do you lift your feet up, hold your breath, do any of that?
I never liked that. But I know plenty of people that did like that.
Yeah.
So they won't be going either.
Mac sounds scared to me.
He does sound scared.
All right, Max. Flight tracker. Have you heard of this website? And do you utilize it? Tracking flights... Using an app or the web to track different flights. So you see a plane in the air, you're like, what's that? And you go on the web and you look at it and you're like, oh, that flight's gone from Indonesia to Sydney. Amazing.
Yeah, that sounds really nerdy, but yeah, I've done that before. So I have to give it two thumbs up.
We're one in the same, Max. I know it. You love it, don't you? It's cool.
I don't know. I know recently I was driving home from Melbourne and I saw a weird plane going towards Everton. I'm like, what is that? And I was someone's in the car. I'm like, search it up. What's that doing?
Yes.
I gave her so much crap earlier on the show because she said almost identically the same thing.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
I'm a bit embarrassed about that one, honestly.
Mate, just be who you are, okay? You're in a safe space. It's all right.
I didn't know where you were going with that. I was like, flight track. Yeah, I know it. What?
Yeah, what do you mean?
Yeah.
I've got the app.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, God.
Oh, well, every time I see something weird in the sky, I'm going to think, Max is on this.
Yeah, message him.
Screenshots. I will.
Yeah.
We're getting closer every week, Max.
All right. I feel like we're learning so much. That has been Maximum Holmes for this week.
Maximum Holmes with Tom and Loggy on K-Rock.
Listen to the radio show weekday mornings from 6 on K-Rock. And come on back for some more right here anytime. Tom and Loggie, say thanks.
Max, you've been coming in and hanging out with us on Tuesday mornings for a while now, but yeah, you should know that when the song is ending and Loggie goes, all right, stop, that's we have to stop what we're talking about and start talking on the radio, okay?
Yeah, yeah,
true,
yeah.
Sorry.
Just in no, case. That's, no, it's for you. No, it's actually, so that we can all be safe. Hey, you won K-Rock's Xena Sports Vest, Vest and Fairest. Do you remember what year it was that you won it?
Because she doesn't.
Was it 2023?
No, it would have been 2024.
Yeah. 2024.
So 2 years.
Hey, congratulations, year by the way.
Thanks.
Amazing. I know, so many, you were so excited.
So many accolades in Max Holmes' career so far.
Oh, yeah.
And that is definitely one of them.
It is. Now, you're well aware that your teammate, Bailey Smith, I'm sure you all spoke about it, the fact that he won the 2025 Fest and Fairest medal.
He was very excited about it.
Yeah, okay. Well, the thing is.
No.
He never came to, he never came to pick it up, okay? And so I have it in my hot little hands here in the official box, and the medal, Brad Johnson gets it made for the winner every year. It says K-Rock Vest and Fairest Xena 2025.
Except that first year when Joel Selwood won it,
yeah,
and he had a medal made up that didn't have the R in K-Rock, so it was a different sort of
K-Rock.
Yes, they're very good.
Yeah,
very good, Max. So Jono has set you a challenge. He said, I've heard that Maxie's coming in on a Tuesday, sounding great, it's awesome, but I challenge him to put this medal on Bailey Smith.
And get a photo.
And get a photo. Now, I said, that's BS. Max's challenge should be to get Bailey in here.
Mm.
Because, of course, we know Bailey can't drive at the moment.
Mm.
Yep.
So
if you
can
if you put the child locks on your back doors of your car and get him in there, he's stuck. He has to come in.
But you've got training after the show. So how about this? Next week, you go pick him up from his house. You got your nice car. You drive him here. We have a bit of fun. We put the medal on him. How's it going? We all get a slice of cake because you get a cake with the medal. And then you drive off to training with him. Sound good?
Option B. Option B, the more realistic one, is that you take that with you now and you just at some time in the next week around the club, you just, I don't know, go up behind him and chuck it over him and then quickly snap a photo.
Yeah, because I think this one will be not that successful, but it'll be more successful than the driving him, kidnapping him and taking him to K-Rock.
Oh, no, he'd be into it, I reckon. I reckon he'd love it. Bring him in.
No, no pressure. Whatever you can manage. Right. If you can put that medal with Bailey Smith and get photographic evidence, we'll accept that.
Yeah. All right. All right.
Let me say this. Your job's on the line, so take it seriously.
At the Cats, we've actually spoken to Hawk, and your job is on the line.
Awesome.
All right, Max. It's always a pleasure. Can't wait for next week.
Tom and Loggie, that was a podcast. And hear the whole experience weekdays live from 6 a.m. Geelong's K-Rock.